County Assessor Lou Wilson says not many counties have tried using the tax code to tackle the effects of concentrated animal feeding operations, or CAFOs.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of a new territory.
They're in that territory thanks to six residents from small town Hope who appealed to the county to have their property values and taxes lowered after a hog CAFO moved in nearby. It's placed legally, but they say it still affects their quality of life and will make their homes harder to sell. Nancy Banta is one of the neighbors who appealed. She says the county's decision to consider a flat deduction for neighbors within a certain distance of a CAFO is more than she had hoped for.
It's a very pleasant surprise. We weren't expecting to be listened to. We had not been listened to in the past.
The county expects to move forward on the issue by February. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Annie Ropeek in Columbus.